Blog Talk Radio.
This is Gianello Romani. You're tuned in to Flavors Jazz. Flavors Jazz, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavors Jazz and Poetry. Tonight I'm going to play a variety of poetry and jazz for you, but I want to open up the phone line and have a conversation. I had jokingly told my dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson that I wanted to talk tonight about some things, and the interesting thing is kind of the subject I wanted to talk about. As I played some jazz and poetry, is even more important to me to talk about tonight. So before I get to rambling, let me play a piece by my dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and this piece is called Angel.
Thank you.
I read that beautiful piece. It's called Angel by my dear, dear friend, Stephen Jerome Ferguson. This is Flava's Jazz and Poetry, but I had jokingly said to Stephen earlier today that I wanted to open up the phone lines and have a conversation. And I kind of wanted to start talking about self-care, you know, and taking care of yourself and being a part of this industry. And originally I wanted to do this, and I will probably still do this as a artist roundtable show or a Flavism show, because it's something that's really been on my mind. How can you better take care of yourself, you know, in being a part of this crazy, crazy industry? I don't know if you've ever had a conversation, and, you know, you're on the phone talking and a call comes in and you don't take it. You know, you're like, okay, I can call him back. You know, let me just finish this conversation that that I'm having right now and I'll get to that person, right? So that just happened to me less than 30 minutes ago, and I missed a call. And so I called back. I got a text, and I called back, too, and found out that a dear, dear friend of mine died. And he's a creative soul. He's an amazing artist. And I don't know the circumstances yet behind his passing. So I kind of was like, okay, do I do the show? What do I do? And so I thought, okay, I'm going to still do the show. And I'll open up the phone lines and I'll try to play some jazz and poetry today. And so I just made it, you know, a little bit more important to me to talk about, you know, how can you take care of yourself being in this crazy industry, you know, as an entertainer, as being a creative soul, and all of that, you know. And if you look at my logo, he created my logo for me. He's amazing. He was supposed to come back to Seattle in March. He's an amazing photographer. If you hear me talk about a photographer that can make you look like art, it's him. And so anyway, my logo now today means so much more to me than it did an hour ago, you know? And I always talk about the fact, try not to take people for granted, you know, and who they are in your life, and let them know that you love them. And, you know, I did tell him, you know, when we communicated that I loved him and I appreciated him. So anyway, I had asked my dear friend Blaze to call in. So Blaze, your line is open.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
So I think that I'm still a little bit in shock still, because I haven't really had the chance to like really absorb this, and because there isn't any news as to how or why this happened, you know. But his name is Kirkland Randall. Sometimes he goes by Mr. Ripley. Sometimes he goes by his middle name, Raynell. You know, if you Google him, Kryptonian Photos is his business. He is one of the most amazing photographers I have ever seen work, but he became my friend. He is the one that did the picture of me, the two Susans, Lady Flava and Susan in the picture. My duo picture, he did that. And he was supposed to be back here in March to take pictures of Monica and to take pictures of my daughter and stuff. And so it's like, man, you know, like, like what happened, you know? And so, you know, I was talking to you earlier, Blaze, you know, about like self-care, you know? Like how do you take care of yourself, you know, in this crazy world? Blaze, I'm going to bring somebody else in. There's somebody else whose hand is raised, so let me bring them in too.
Okay.
Caller from the 503 area code, you're on Jazz and Poetry with Lady Flava and Eternally Blaze.
Hello, Lady Flava. This is Iris, and I'm really glad to connect with you today. I'm very sorry about your friend, and I think the message that you're transmitting over the airwaves today is very important for everyone to hear, that you just really have to take care of yourself, and not only take care of yourself, but take care of your friends around you. You know, if someone's going through a bad time and maybe they've changed and it's not in line with how you live your life, don't discard them. Help them.
Right.
Because we're all going through it. It's the same. It's the same shit. It just looks different for all of us. But we're all going through the same thing, and we just really need to support each other. And it's very sad to see another person like Whitney Houston, like so many artists, creators who have chosen, you know, to leave this earth because the pressure was just too much. And, you know, in times of success, everyone is behind them. But in times of, you know, depression or anxiety or confusion and doubt, you know, people tend to turn their backs because of their own judgment, because of maybe what is going on in their lives and a lot of projection. But anyway, I'm talking too much. I just hope that he rests in
love. No. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate finally being able to actually connect with you and hearing your voice.
Yeah, me too.
You know, because I know that you're, like, you know, amazing out there, you know, in this game of the industry, you know, the music industry and the entertainment industry. So, Iris, I really appreciate you calling in. It's something that I've been thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
The subject's something I've been thinking about, and it's something I was thinking about even prior to the passing of Whitney Houston, you know, and I was just talking to Blaze, you know, this afternoon, in telling her I wanted to do a show on self-care. You know, how can you take care of yourself, you know, being a part of this industry and you know, the demands that may be on you, the pressures you may be, you know, going through, whether it's self-imposed pressures or if it's, you know, people who are, you know, a part of the industry putting pressures on you, and how do you, you know, take care of those you know, those type of challenges that you might face, you know, and just, you know, be able to sleep at night and, you know, just know that everything's going to be okay the next day. You know, I think that it's not always easy to shake it off. You know what I mean?
No.
Sometimes people say, just shake it off. You know, it's just part of the industry. You know, it's something you just have to get used to, or, you know, whatever it is. I mean, it's just like, I hear artists talk about the fact that they have to listen to their piece over and over and over until it's right. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, okay, maybe it was right, you know, 10 times before, you know what I mean? But you're going in and you're tweaking it again and like fixing it and doing this and that. It's like, it's never perfect.
Right.
Or,
well,
you know.
According to Simone, right?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said a perfect according to whom, because it was perfect when your mind, your spirit created it, and it came out the way it was supposed to come out. But, you know, yeah, like I said, people will try to change your message, and you have to just stand solid. And I think a really good thing to do for self-care, and I've done this many times, is pull in a Dave Chappelle. You know, everybody thought he was crazy because he went to Africa, and it's like, no, I need to survive, and I need to find some peace, and I need to find out, you know, more about where I'm from, and, you know, learning about your roots and finding out where you're from and your strengths and your powers and and what has been passed on to you. You know, I think once you can do that, then you really can claim what is yours and not let anyone else convince you that it's wrong. And, you know, whatever people have to do, you know, some people want to shave their head because their hair holds all that history and all that stuff that they've been carrying around with them, and that's fine. You know, what you want to get rid of your belongings and make it simplify your life. If you, you know, want to start eating differently, whatever it is, and it can be as simple as surrounding yourself with positive people and not feeling obligated to further, you know, to hold on to relations with those who criticize you, judge you, tell you you're wrong, who doubt what you're doing. And, you know, from my experience, people who have told me these things in the past are people who are in the self-imposed prison of their work or their relationship or, you know, like a circle that doesn't treat them well or honor them and support them. So, you know, it's whatever it is that's shaking you up, maybe you just need to take a little break from it.
I think one
I think there is, you know, I think it's okay, you know, to give yourself permission to step away if that's something that you're needing to do, if it's getting crazy. I know, like, for me in the past, you know, just being Lady Flava can get crazy for me, and sometimes I say that I want to stop, right, and I'll take this, you know, 1 or 2 day break or whatever, and I'm like, okay, this I get it now, you know, let me get back to it because it's something that I love doing, you know, or whatever, but it, you know, it just, it makes me think about, you know, the creative soul, and, you know, I was speaking with a singer friend the other day, and, you know, he was talking about maybe he was going to give up singing, and I said, you know, if that's something that you can live with and be happy within yourself, totally understand that. But if it's something that you're going to walk away from and be miserable, rethink it, you know, because there's different ways that you can use your voice to be heard and still, you know, be creative and share, you know, your God-given talent, you know, with others. And so, you know, I know this is just not easy, you know, to be a part of this. I do think that there are ways, you know, to be able to take care of yourself and, you know, and be okay, you know, really honestly be okay in this world. Kirkland's a beautiful soul. You know, another conversation I was having with Blaze today is that, you know, there are certain voices that I love to hear. The tones of their voice are just so pleasing to my ear, right? And Kirkland had one of those voices, and we used to sit for hours, you know, on the couch talking, just great conversations. And he was like one of these perfect, like, relationship experts. And even in my newsletter on Flava News, I attempted this, you know, Ask Mr. Ripley feature, who was actually Kirkland, and you know, and people would write in and talk about relationship things, and, you know, and he would answer, and it was just so very thoughtful about it, you know, just had great advice. He had the most amazing singing voice, too, just kind of one of them southern things. He had this song called Sexy Sexy, and I was like, okay, you know what, you need to send Sexy Sexy to me so I can play it on the radio station, because I don't know where it ended up.
You know, I understand him because I'm a singer too and a drummer. I've been doing it since I was 8. I've been doing dressing my friends since I was 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
You know, and for a couple of years I went dormant when I lived in Atlanta, and then when I went back to Germany, and I wasn't singing, and people were trying, you know, come on, Iris, let's do this, and I just couldn't because I just wasn't in that space. But I kept writing.
Right.
And the thing is, if you keep writing, you come back to that when you're ready, then, you know, then all of a sudden you have all this music that you created. And even if you're not ready to, you know, come forth with your singing voice, it's your thoughts are written down. And then, you know, you can still share that. And then, you know, a person reading it, it can interpret the voice however they want, however it, you know, like, feels right to them. But, yeah, no, we tend to just really doubt ourselves, and especially when we take that time out, you know, because everybody else is doing stuff, and you're kind of watching
right.
it from the sidelines, and then you get off Facebook for 2 years because you're like, you know, oh, my God, I feel like shit because I'm not doing anything, and, you know, what is wrong with me? And really, like, we just need times of rest, and, I mean, I've been resting for, like, 5 or 6 days at home and getting a lot done and, you know, watching funny videos and looking at silly stuff, but also still, you know, reading what's important, listening to what's important, and connecting with friends. And but I feel so much better just because I've had this time to recharge. And I think our world is just so fast, everything's so fast, immediate response, immediate action, immediate food, that we have kind of lost the art of calm. But once we harness that, once we get back into that groove again and we just go take a walk outside, you know, we see so many things that inspire us. And, you know, I have a friend who's been taking pictures of hearts that he finds. And, you know, you find hearts and leaves and in the shape of, you know, there's a tree or something, and the negative space in between some leaves is, like, shaped like something that you recognize. And, you know, it's like this recognition and just this, like, quieting your mind and going out and taking a look around, it teaches you so much about, you know, what you want and about yourself, and it's just, like, constant inspiration. I mean, it's all over the place if we just
yeah.
wake up to it, you know. I know,
and,
you know. But...
Yeah, yeah, and again, I do not know, you know, the circumstances, you know, behind, you know, what happened or, you know, or anything when it comes to him, you know, where he was, you know, I know nothing, you know, just a very, very close friend of his who's a close friend of mine, you know, just called me, you know, they grew up together since they were, you know, like, 5 years old in Plaquemine, Louisiana. And, you know, L.A.'s out here, Kirkland, then eventually, you know, came out here, and that's how I came to know him through L.A. And, you know, he's, again, he's one of these most amazing, you know, souls that, you know, just so very, very, very creative, from his singing voice to his writing capabilities. I mean, I had the pleasure of reading one of his manuscripts. It is just outstanding to then, you know, his photography. And I'm going to post some of his photography. I posted a picture of him just now on my page, on my Facebook page, and I'm going to post some of his photography, his profile pictures, so you can just see, you know, how absolutely amazing his photography capabilities are, you know. I mean it's like I'm wanting to have a conversation with him, and
yeah,
you know, like, can we turn back a little bit of time here and have a conversation, and like, okay, what's going on? Or I mean, I'm not sure. You know, I would imagine that, you know, sometimes it's not easy to be a creative soul, you know, maybe. And, you know, I don't know, you know, but I believe that, you know, after Whitney, you know, passing, and, you know, the things that she had to fight within herself and around her world, you know, was horrible, you know, to then, you know, just, anyway,
yeah, I understand, yeah,
okay,
all right, well,
so Blaze, maybe you can say something. And caller, the next caller I'll bring you in just here in a few minutes. So thank you so much for your patience for hanging on.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm going to jump off pretty soon, but I just want to say one last thing. And
okay.
My father moved from Mobile, Alabama in 1968. He's a musician. He went to Germany. And I think that's the difference. Like coming to the States when I was 20 and growing up in Germany, like I get it. I get my dad. In Europe, black performers, musicians are, you know, celebrated and accepted for their art. And I hope that we get there really soon. And just appreciate those people who are bringing us our entertainment and inspiration. And I just want to thank you for putting the message out to call in. And thank you for your show and just sending you some love from Portland.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in, Iris. I really appreciate it. And again, my friend, it's good to finally connect with you this way.
You too, my dear. I will talk with you soon.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Peace.
So, Blaze.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on self-care? Like, what do you think that creative people can do to take care of themselves, you know, when they're a part of this? I don't know. I think that there's a part of it when you guys are a part of this public arena, right?
Yes.
And you're out there and people are paying attention. And that's what you want, especially if you're an artist, as we talk about wanting to take it to the next level. You know, what does what does that look like? And how do you take care of yourself? Because even now, as being, you know, artists that aren't well known, you're known in a small circle of people, you know, even at that, you know, you're subject to criticisms or critiques or people's opinions and all of that, you know, which isn't, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not, you know, it's, you know, for myself, I get, you know, all kinds of feedback about who I am and what I do and how I go about doing what I do, you know, and, man, you know, it's funny, isn't it, that I was just talking about wanting to have this topic discussed on a show. I just like this
it's
is
amazing.
I think that I'm not I think I'm not you know, fully like there. Like you know, just like my daughter posted on his Facebook page, she's like, please tell me this is a bad dream.
Right.
You know, and
this information, it will come to you in waves. You know, it's the first initial information, and then later the acceptance, and then the grieving. It's a process. I just lost someone very, very dear to me recently as well, and I'm still feeling it, you know, because they touch you, you know, all the way to your soul. As we were talking earlier, you grieve all the way to your soul. You know, it's layers. It's not just one. The initial information is an impact. But the rest of it, as it dissolves into you, it's a set of course of time. But on to how do we deal with this and how do we try to maintain some type of sanity, if you will. We as individuals, whether it be artists or just regular, any ordinary, everyday people, we have to stop. The young lady earlier mentioned how everything is instantaneous, you know, from making a quick, fast meal in the microwave or popping. We don't even remember phone numbers anymore. I could speak for myself. I don't know, know what number. Because why?
Right.
We pop open our cell phone, we push a button. Everything is push this, push that, and it's there.
Right.
It's done. Okay, well, we have to stop and step back from that and say to ourselves, well, today I did such and such and such. Now, one of the things that we need to do is give thanks to our Almighty for the ability to do that. And then we have to thank ourselves. You know, if somebody gives you a piece of bread, you say thank you. If somebody opens the door for you, you say thank you. What is so wrong with saying thank you to you?
Yeah.
What is so wrong with saying, I did a wonderful job today. I cleaned the house. I cooked the food. I took care of the children. I organized this, that, and such. So now I'm going to take a little time for me. I bought the special bath oils that I'm just going to soak in. Or I'm going to play my favorite jazz music from the SJF music family, you know, hint, hint. And I'm just going to put this on, light my scented candle, and I'm just going to let, as they say, Calgon take me away. Because this is my time. This is my me time. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to pamper ourselves. Now, this does not get to the point where we exclude everyone else and we're not taking care of our other responsibilities. This is to be included into our responsibilities. We have to learn how to prioritize and make ourselves a priority.
Yeah.
Not a priority, not something I can get to it later, because that's how we've been. Oh, as a mother, oh, the kids need this and the husband needs that, I'll do me later. No. There's a certain time in this day that it's just for me. We have to get to that place so that we can, it's like a regeneration. And we get to ourselves, oh, I can clear my mind, I can clear my thoughts, I can put all those things on the desk or in the corner that I don't have to deal with right now, and I'm just going to deal with feeling good about me. Feeling good about having one more opportunity to succeed at something, whether it be our music, whether it be our spoken word, our poetry, whatever it is, because this will give us what we need to proceed. If we have one negative thing or one confusing thing piled up and piled up and piled up, then you have chaos. You can't see your way through chaos.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if stop it before it gets to that point, by individually taking one step at a time and doing you. It's the simple things in life. People think life is so complicated and things have gotten so out of hand and I can't deal. You can if you take that time to say, well, this will sit here and that will sit there while I take care of me. Because I'm the one who initially is going to have to organize all this stuff and put it where it needs to be. So I need to be refreshed, relaxed, and ready to handle tomorrow's whatnot.
Yeah,
learn to take that time. Learn to take that time and say, you know what? This is my blaze moment.
Yeah.
I'm going to accept that I've done this today. Maybe I didn't finish everything. That's okay. And if I'm blessed with a tomorrow, because everybody's not blessed with a tomorrow, but if I'm chosen and I'm blessed with a tomorrow, the Lord grant me the ability to get back up on that horse and ride it until I can get to the end of that road. But no matter how far you get down that road, celebrate. I always say, I may not be where I want to be, and I may not be where I'm going to be. But thank God, I'm not where I was.
Yeah.
And then I begin my celebration. So I'm saying to each and every one of your listeners, everything, and we can't handle everything, and we can't fix everything. It's not made for us to do that. But what we can do is make the best out of what we have and take time to love us, to heal us, and take care of us. That's the only way to properly, be able to turn around and love others, help and heal others, and move forward. You know, death and life, the beginning of life and the end of life, are two very powerful and emotional moments in each of our lives. We cry and we're so happy and we celebrate the birth of a new baby, someone new in our lives to love, and we cry and we mourn someone that we just lost. But they were a part of our lives. We have to hold on to the memories, hold on to the good. And one other thing that you were saying, that you remembered the last conversation that you had, you did tell him that you loved him and that you appreciated him. That is so important. You know, tell somebody, you know, I love you. I appreciate you. You mean the world to me. Hugs and kisses to you. Smooches. I love saying that. I enjoy loving people. Because love is easy. It takes time and effort. Wasted, let me put that in there, time and effort to hate and be jealous and to, you know, oh, I despise them, you know. But you got to think about that. Why do you despise them? And for what reason? And you got to hold it and build it and carry it. Oh, that's too much work. I'm tired. Think about it. I love you. But if there comes a time when I see that you're not really good for me and I can't love you or shouldn't love you the way I do, then I dismiss you. You serve no purpose. Be gone. I'm not going to hold you in my life to aggravate me, to upset me, to get me distracted from the goal on which I'm trying to reach. So either you're on board or you're not. But love yourself, love each other, and take care of yourself so that you can take care of each other.
And I hope that with Kirkland, I hope, you know, that he knows or knew, you know, how much he did mean to people. I mean, if you paid attention, you know, if you were friends of his on Facebook, you know, the people that he took pictures of, you know, always came back and just raved about what it was like working with him and how much they loved the work that that he did, you know, and things like that. But I hope that he knew, you know, how much people did value and appreciate him, if it was just for his talents, you know. But, you know, it's sad because my daughter was saying, she's been saying to me recently, Mom, have you called Kirkland and let him know exactly when we need him here in March, you know, because he's already agreed to come, you know, have you confirmed with him, like, dates or anything like that, you know, because my girlfriend wants to get her pictures taken by him while he's here and, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it. And I didn't do it, you know, and didn't call and confirmed with him exactly the dates, you know, we wanted him to be here if he could make it, you know, because I kept telling Monica, like, man, you have got to get your pictures taken by Kirkland if I can get him to come to Seattle. You know, otherwise we're going to have to make arrangements because he's in Louisiana right now. You're in Florida. You're not that far away from each other. You are going to have your pictures taken by Kirkland. You know, and, you know, again, I don't, yeah. There's another caller, Blaze. Let me bring them in because they've been on hold for a while. Caller from the 319 area code, you're on, hey, the air with Lady Flava and Eternally Blaze. What can I say?
Hello, Susan. This is Sheila, Jazzy Blue.
Hey, how are you, Sheila?
Well, I am fine. I just caught, well, you know, I tuned in. I was listening to your show just as normal. And I hadn't, you know, I didn't know that you'd had experienced a loss. And so, you know, the minute, you know, I got on the show, your show had been on for like maybe 6 minutes when I got on it. And I, you know, I thought I heard somebody crying. And I was like, what, you know? And then I heard you speak. And so I waited. The reason I waited so long on the line, because I felt that, you know, when you experience a loss, sometimes people, you know, say certain things that you need to hear. And I believe, was it Blaze that was just speaking to you, right?
Yes.
And what she was saying, you know, you needed to hear. So I said, I'm going to hold on. And but the reason I call, because, you know, I don't always call in, but I wanted to call in because you have experienced a loss, and I'm just so sorry to hear about that. And, you know, and I do, you know, I didn't know Kirkland But I remember, I believe, didn't he not, I think he's even called in sometimes.
I have him on as a feature on my show in the past.
I knew, yes, because I actually, because I heard, yes, because I've actually heard, I think I actually heard that show or whatever.
Right.
But, yes, yeah. And you know, and then I was just like, you know, shocked and, you know, it's a tremendous work that he does. And, you know, and you also were speaking about, you know, we just had lost, you know, Whitney Houston and everything. And, you know, I listened to her funeral. I mean, I looked at the funeral. And her bodyguard got up and he said something that was something similar to what you just said a few minutes ago. He said, you know, you said that how a lot of the people that Kirkland, the people he had taken pictures for, how they'd always raved and everything. And, you know, but you said you didn't know if they, you know, actually took time to know him or anything like that. Now, you're someone that took time to know him. But Whitney Houston's bodyguard made a comment. He said that, you know, whenever you have people who are in the limelight, celebrities, whatever, you know, yes, you know, remember to show them love because, you know, you don't understand the life that they're living. You know, they're giving
right.
up their lives and giving up their time to show us entertainment, to give us some beauty, as in Kirkland's, you know, case, give us beauty, you know, and give them, you know, you don't understand what a rough life that is that they may be enduring. And see, not only did you appreciate Kirkland's work, but you actually took the time to get to know him. I didn't
mm-hmm.
know him. You know what I'm saying? And even the people that, I mean, you know, like, and I don't, as you said, I don't know what the circumstances are around his passing.
Right.
And obviously this is something that happened really quickly because, I mean, I believe he was just, you know, on Facebook just a few days ago. You know what I'm saying?
It was. It
and
was.
Giving, you know, commenting and whatever, that kind of thing. So whatever has happened, I guess, rather quickly, you know.
Right.
And, but, you know that, you know, as I think, as Blaise just said, you know, the last time you spoke with him, you did say you loved him. I mean, you know, he was a friend of yours. And, you know, and whenever something like this happens, like the way that it does, and you don't, you say, well, you know, I haven't talked to him. I was going to get, you know what? But the last time you did talk to him, you did express how you felt. And, you know, and he knew what you meant to him, and he knew what, you know, he meant, you know, what you meant to him and what he meant to you. He knew that. So, you know, take some comfort in that, you know. But I wanted to stand here personally just to give you my personal, because, you know, I think the world of you. I think you're a wonderful person, and I consider myself a friend, and, you know, I could have held on for 2 hours. I was still going to be there, and I still wanted to personally give you, you know, some words, just to let you know I'm thinking about you. And, you know, it's hard. It's a hard time you're going through right now, and I'm going to keep you in my prayers, Susan.
I've been crying. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I just found out. I found out at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
My time in the show was starting at 5.
Wow, that's right, because your time, you found out a half an hour before the show.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, wow.
And I was like, okay, I had already told my friend Steven, I want to talk tonight, right? And he's
mm-hmm.
like, well, you know, it's your show. Do what you
want right.
to do.
That's right. Do
know?
What
and I'm
you
like,
want.
You
yeah.
know, and you know, and I did want to kind of touch on the subject of self-care, you know,
mm-hmm.
and taking care of yourself as artists and then people being in the creative
mm-hmm.
community and all of that, you know, and I just wanted to touch
mm-hmm.
on it. And then I was
mm-hmm.
talking to Blaise and I was like, you know, I want to do a show, a Flavism show or artist roundtable that kind of really addresses that and tools maybe
mm-hmm.
that we can
mm-hmm.
walk away from the show on how
mm-hmm.
we can take
mm-hmm.
care of ourselves to then,
so
you know,
felt...
get in.
No, go ahead.
And so it was like, okay, do I do this show? Like, it was kind of like, okay, you know what, this is really not happening. You know, it felt
mm-hmm.
like going from a conversation with a friend to then saying, this is not really happening. And then I was desperately trying to get a hold of my daughter because I wanted to tell my daughter instead of her finding out on Facebook. and you know, and stuff, and you know, LA doesn't have any answers. You know, he, I mean, he's here in Seattle. He's not down in Louisiana, and he can't get the answers from anybody down there. And and it was like, okay, what do I do? Do I still do the show? And I said, okay, let me do the show. Let me see if I can hold myself together, and I'm just going to talk about this subject because, you know, now, you know, this happened with Whitney Houston, and I wasn't able to watch it from work, the service, but I was able to go online from my cell phone and watch some of the videos and stuff, and it just...
Oh, you know, it, they took us to church, too. It was like, it was just like, all of us that were watching, it was like we were all in church from around, you know, and... You know, and I tell you, I was, you know, was I mean, it wasn't, you know, I mean, I really appreciated the talent of Whitney Houston, but, you know, but, you know, I was in tears a lot through there, but it was just from a spiritual aspect because, you know, it brings it home when you lose somebody, especially somebody you're not expecting to lose, you know, and then, you know, you and like. You know, especially, you know, and, this, and at that point, it doesn't matter how they lived or how they died. What matters is that you have now lost a loved one. You have lost someone that meant something to you, you know. And, you know, and like when you were saying you wanted to talk about care and artists and care. And now, is that because you feel that because when you are someone in the limelight, it's hard. Do you feel it's hard to keep a part of yourself? Do you think that you get caught up in some of these other things and that it kind of cause you to lose yourself? And maybe, you know, because like, you know, like with Whitney, it was just like, you know, when she first started some of her problems first started was because she had too much fame too soon and she didn't know how to handle it. Plus she had her own esteem issues that caused you to lean on other things. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, other crutches, whether it be, you know, partying, drugs, alcohol, just all kinds of things that we use as crutches. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And so do you think when you use the word care, are you saying that you think that some, you know, care in terms of making sure you take care of yourself, your own personal life, your own personal being, and not get caught up in all that, you know,
being out there,
celebrity type thing?
When I think about, you know, self-care, I mean, it's just even like, you know, being an underground independent artist, and you've been a supporter of, you know, the unknown artist for many, many years. I mean, that's kind of how you and I connected years ago. And, you know, even when you're somebody that not like a whole lot of people know, there's such a pressure, you know, oh, he can't write, or, oh, she's an amazing writer, or she can't sing. Or, you know, the production of your track isn't good, or, you know, whatever. I mean, I heard even comments of people talking about the stars that sang at Whitney Houston's funeral and how they didn't do a good job. And I'm like, how dare you even go there?
I know. Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know.
And things. And so it's like, you know, just being subjected to that type of criticism once you choose to go public that you're an artist, no matter what, somebody's going to have an opinion.
Yes.
About what you're creating and how you're presenting it and things like that. So just that pressure to then the pressures that you put upon yourself as being perfect, trying to get that right note, trying to write that perfect sentence, trying, you know, that delivery needs to be on point, you know, just the pressures of that to even like with myself on my shows, I talk about it a lot, like, are you ready to take it to the next level? Do you understand what that looks like? Have you done your research? Do you know the business part of it? You know, the creative side is the easy part. Now going public and being a business, that takes it to a different level of pressure, you know. And so I think sometimes even for me, Jazzy, I get caught up in the fact of, you know, I sometimes I forget to eat. Because if I get caught up in a project and where I'm what I'm doing, I forget about being hungry. You know, I'm not hungry.
Right.
You know what I mean? So just even taking that time to just stop and say, it's okay to stop here, Susan. You know, you need to eat something. You need to nourish your body. You know, or to say to myself, it's really okay not to do the radio shows this week because you've got so much going on with your family, or
right.
you've got so many meetings. You know, it's like having to do the self-talk and tell myself it's really okay that you don't do the shows because I'm so into, I know people get used to me doing shows on a certain day, or I don't want to disappoint, or I've made a commitment to the artist, so I need to follow through. You know what I mean? So just sometimes it's self-imposed pressures. Sometimes it's pressures that are put on us, you know, from the outside
yeah.
world. And
right.
if I recognize that with artists who are not known out there in the mainstream light, to then seeing what's happening to our people who are mainstream artists,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, we need to start talking about it now. You know, we need to start having the conversations now about
mm-hmm.
how can you take care of yourself. When Blaze came into my world, which is a blessing, you know, she talks about self-care, and it can go to the simple direction of taking a bath. You know, soaking in a hot bath with some good, you know, SJF music to,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, having some candles lit, you know, that you get
mm-hmm.
from the dollar store. Just doing simple things like that and giving yourself permission to have those moments.
Right, so healthy, yeah, to be healthy just in general and
yeah.
to help with our, you know, our stress level, just, you know, healthy
yeah.
living, making sure, like you said, you know, getting in, you know, a proper meal, getting in some, because all that affects, because after a while, because, you know, if you're, like you say, if you're running constantly, after a while, you know, maybe you don't feel it, but all of a sudden it can just hit you. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And so, yes. And it's unfortunate, too, because you don't really know what has happened and, you know, and this kind of thing, but, and that's just what's, you know, that's another issue I know that you're having right now. Yeah.
I know. I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this picture that I reposted off of his page of himself. So this picture of the man, that's actually Kirkland, you know.
Oh,
and
on the
top
with
of
the 2000, the 12, the one
yes.
you just posted on your page?
That's him.
Oh, okay. So,
and, you know,
okay.
And he has on the picture, change begins with self, right? That's him. That he put that on this picture, right?
Wow.
And,
yeah.
And I'm like,
he
okay.
looks, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
it's,
yeah.
I mean, this was posted on December 11th, you know, of 2011, mm-hmm. you know, but still that's not that long ago, right?
No, it's not.
And I'm like,
yeah.
okay, you know, again, it's like me wanting to go back and say, okay, can we go back? Can we go back in some time? And can I have a conversation? Can we, you know, mom? What, you know, maybe mom, me should have made that phone call and said, hey, Kirkland, okay, you know, it's almost March. Are you going to be able to get up here? And that may have opened up a dialogue, you know, to,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe where he. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to speculate that I don't know what happened. So I don't know, you know, what
mm-hmm. right,
you know,
yeah.
what direction
yeah.
to think about, you know, what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sitting here like, I know sometimes people are like, you know, Susan, you don't have a picture up of yourself. Nobody knows what you look like, you know. And I know that people, you know, I used to put pictures up of myself, right? And then I just really
yeah.
fell in love with this logo, right, that Kirkland
right.
designed for me. So
yeah.
I'm like, you know, it's like perfect. It's kind of got the leopard print spots. It's got some hot pink. It's got an album, you know, with Seattle
all,
at the top, right?
It's got all your
right?
stuff on it. It's all,
you know,
it's got
and
all
I'm like,
you
I love
it,
this.
Right?
And
yeah.
I'm like, this is so me. When he made it for me, I was like, oh, my God, you just hit it on the nail. I couldn't have
mm-hmm.
asked for a better logo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was so thrilled that I was happy, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so I thought, you know what, this is who I am. This is, you know, this is what Flava News is. That logo is a representation of Lady Flava and Flava News and all of that, right? So nobody needs to know what I look like. I mean, if you press on my pictures, you'll see what I look like, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, and then I'm sitting here like, okay, I need to have that logo up. It's meant for me to have that logo up. Kirkland did that logo just for me. He
oh,
knew
okay.
me. You know what
right.
I mean? He knew
yeah.
me. He knew what I would like. He knew
mm-hmm.
the how much I loved leopard print. He knew,
mm-hmm.
you know, how much the radio station meant to me in Seattle and representing Seattle. And he knows that I love, if my color isn't leopard print, he knows that I love hot pink. You know, and it's like, okay, you know, he made that logo for me. You know, he took the picture of me, the two pictures, you know, and put it into one of me being Susan and me being Lady Flava, you know, and I'm like, you know, this is just really, you know, I guess maybe my problem is right now is not knowing the circumstances and not wanting to guess, you know, what might have happened, you know, because I don't want to be disrespectful or anything, you know, behind anything, you know, but it's just like it's such a terrible loss because he was just a beautiful man. Just,
mm-hmm.
I mean, oh my God, fine as wine. Can I just like tell you, like, I mean,
oh,
women
yeah,
would just
that.
Like, oh my God, I mean, tall and slender. He had like the tattoos in the right places, he had the ripple chest going. You know, then he had the deep talking voice, and if you got him to sing, it was like, oh my God, am I just like in love or what? You know, and you know, and women were just like, oh my God, I want him. You know,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
but he was such a wonderful person. You know, wonderful man. You know, and
mm-hmm.
and he has a young son, and I'm like, oh my God. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, you needed to talk, and that, and you know, say this is your show, and you know, and if you're done talking, and you don't, I mean, you don't even have to stay the whole time, Susan.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, but dialogue with sometimes people need to, you know, people react in different ways. Some people need to talk things through. Some
yeah.
people don't want to talk, and so, but you know, I. You know, I did because I, you know, and I don't want to hold up your line because I know someone else might be trying to call and, you know, and talk to you too. And but I just, you know, I wanted to, you know, give you my condolences and let you know that I'm, you know, I was here. I'm here listening and I was here supporting you. And
I appreciate it. I
oh,
appreciate
you're
it.
Welcome. You're so welcome. And you know, just, you know, as I said, I'll keep you in my prayers. Because
okay.
You know you've got to grieve, so you're gonna have to go through, you know, you're grieving, and you know, just let yourself grieve, and if you need some time to step back, well then you do that, you know, because
right.
you know, like you said, you have to take care of you, you know,
right.
you need to take
right.
care of you. Yes. Well, okay. Well, you know.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm here. You know, I love you, sis, and you know, I'm. Just,
right.
You know, I just wanted you to know that I was here for you, and you know, just to let you know that I was thinking about you.
All right.
Okay.
I love you, Jazzy. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and you take care, okay? And I'm just going to
okay.
go get off the line, and then I'm just going to stay, you know, listening in
okay.
then,
okay?
Okay. Take care.
All
bye-bye.
Right. All right. Bye-bye. So, Blaze, let me bring another caller in.
Okay.
All right, John, oops. Let me click on here again. Sorry. John, your line is open.
Hi. What's going on?
I found, you've heard me talk about my friend Kirkland.
Yes, I have.
The photographer, and he created my logo. He died.
Kirkland, the photographer, he was, he had a photography shop. It was called, it had a very cool name.
It's Kryptonium Photos.
Kryptonium Photos, that Kirkland.
Yeah, he's the one, you know, that did the picture of me, the Susan and the Lady Flava duo picture.
Yes.
Of me on the couch.
He passed away.
He did.
When did you find this out? I'm so sorry to hear that.
I found it out at 4:30 my time today.
Wow.
And my show started at 5.
And my condolences to his family, to his son.
Yeah.
He has a young
yeah.
son.
And it was, you know, it was just like, you know, it's, I mean, I don't, you know, it you know, I mean, you know, whenever Kirkland and I talk, you know, we'd always say, you know, I love you and stuff like that. You know, I mean, he just was an amazing man. He was a great friend. I mean, we used to have the best conversations, you know, on Tuesdays when L.A. would come over for his meetings and stuff. And we used to just have the best conversations that yeah, I mean, we talked for hours, and you know, I'd get to listen to him sing, I'd get to read his writings, I'd get to see his photography and how he would edit the pictures and turn it into art and stuff. And you know, he did go back to Louisiana for a while, then he went to California, then he came back up here, then he went back to Louisiana, and you know, and again, he, you know, he had agreed to come out here in March to take pictures of Monica while she was out here, because, you know, Mariko wanted him to take pictures of her too, and stuff. And so I just was, you know, it, like, that wasn't a phone call I was expecting to get. You know what I mean? It's just, it wasn't a phone call I was expecting to get, you know, to hear that kind of news. And so I don't know the circumstances behind his passing, you know, but he was online on Friday, you know, so, you know, I don't, you know, I don't know. So anyway, you know, I've been talking about wanting to do this show on how to take care of oneself, you know, as an artist being a part of this crazy industry, you know. And I know, like, for yourself, I know that you sometimes put a lot of pressures on yourself around, you know, being this creative soul and wanting to, you know, how to best get out there and get people to pay attention to your music. And now you're, you know, you're working on the sets and filming, you know, movies, and, you know, and you're a husband and you're a dad, and, you know, how do you balance all of that, and, you know, how to make your world work, you know. And, and I know that you don't necessarily sleep a lot and all, you know, but it's like, I guess I've never really asked you, John, what do you do to take care of yourself?
Well, it's a good question. I don't, I mean, the standard things I eat, I have a decent diet. I mean, it changes depending on the set. I used to exercise a lot more, not nearly as much as I should anymore. I mean, I get into shape according to the roles that I play. But it's just basically good living as far as, like, not putting the poisons into my body, so I don't have to, you know, get the poisons out of my body. But, and again, you know, to each his own, but that's the way I choose to live, you know. I minimize the poisons I put in, and it works out a lot better in the end for me personally. So, yeah, no, you know, a little bit of exercise is good. More focus on cardio. I mean, I am getting older. You know, just lots of the physical health, you know, but mental health is really important too, to maintain the will to constantly be better, be it physically or mentally or what have you. So for me, it's, you know, I got a 9-year-old son. I like to be around for a long time to be able to play with him and wrestle and interact and play ball and hang out and work out and run around. You know, you can't do that if you're not taking care of yourself, you know.
Yeah, and I definitely can appreciate that. You know, I do think that physical health is something that's really important. I think that emotional, you know, and mental health is really important also, you know, to be able to take care of your psyche, to be able to take care of your body. I know for me, you know, recently I'm making some very drastic changes in my eating habits and things, and all. And I'm going, you know, pretty, you know, natural and, you know, with fruits and vegetables, not eating as much meat and, you know, getting my protein sources other ways to, you know, drinking a lot of water. And
mm-hmm.
and one of the things is, you know, I am don't want to be on medication, you know, for very long. I've been on medication for about 6 months now, 7 months, you know, in regards to high blood pressure and things. And so
right.
Flava News is getting so busy. There's so much going on in my world with Flava News. I don't want to miss out because of my health. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, it took, you know, I'll be honest with you, it took Dr. Dirk, in a sense, getting in my face because he said to me the other day, how serious are you about wanting to make a change with your health? You know, and
yeah.
I mean, I've had the conversation with my normal doctor, my regular doctor, right? You know, and she's like, Susan, you need to make some changes, you know, to your diet, and you need to get out and you need to walk and start, you know, getting physical, you know, and things like that, you know. And so, you know, I've had the conversations with the regular doctor, but here it is, the naturopathic, you know, chiropractor is like, you know, he just said to me, in my face, no smiles, no nothing, he's like, how serious are you, you know, about, you know, taking care of, you know, your body and taking care of yourself, you know, and doing what you need to do to be healthier. And
right.
he's like, you know, I'm sure you've said this plenty of times. You'd want, you know, to, you know, be able to continue to walk. You want to, you know, not have a stroke or a heart attack, you know, and things. You know, I'm sure you've said it many times, Susan, you know, but how serious are you willing? And are you willing to be uncomfortable with some of the changes that you're going to have to make, you know? And it was something I paused, you know. It was like, okay, you know. I mean, it was like even to the point with him, it was the type of shoes that I wear and all of that, you know. I mean, he talked about, you know, how women wearing stiletto heels and this and that are just throwing their whole bodies out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, some of the eternal issues that people have is by not even, like, dressing appropriately and sleeping appropriately and da 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 da, you know. So, you know, I, you know, but I know that there are changes that I have to make, and so,
mm-hmm.
You know, so I think about that. But it was like, you know, sometimes I get stressed out with my world, you know, being grandma. You know, being mom, being a daughter, you know, seeing after my grandchildren, seeing after my dad, to, you know, trying to do Flava News, and how do I balance all of that? And sometimes that gets really, really stressful for me, you know, and how to figure out how to balance so that, you know, it's made me really, really think about, you know, how do you make your world work, you know, when you're a creative soul and you're trying to do everything that you can within your powers to get out there and be recognized for your talents. People are telling you, oh, my God, you're amazing. You know, people need to hear you. Okay, so what does that mean? What does that look like?
Right.
And all. And so, you know, how do you take care of that when it feels hard? You know, then maybe you create something that's great and you feel really good about that. How do you balance those rough times with those, you know, exciting, you know, times? And where, you know, and the, you know, I mean, it's just like, okay, you want to make money from your art. You know, some artists say that they're not concerned with the money part. They're more want to just, you know, create. Okay, that's okay, but I think that if you step out there and you're creating books and you're creating CDs, you want to make money. You want to sell them, you know, and things. So it's like, okay, how do you balance all of that so that you're okay, you know, that you can ride with, you know, the ups and downs of what it, you know, what takes place in the world of an artist, you know, and... I just been thinking about that a lot, you know, and so, I mean, I understand, like, with you, you're this big, strong man, and, You know, I take it, John, you're just, you know, Mr. Macho also.
Yeah,
you know,
no. Really.
And try to control, you know, the things in your world, and, you know, you deal with yourself your own way, you know. But I think, you know, I remember asking Tasha Taylor when she was on as a feature, I'm like, what do you do in your downtime? You know, and she was like, oh, you know, I do the cardio and this and that. I'm like, okay. You know, well, maybe that's what people, you know, do to, like, self-care. And I kind of joked, like, okay, well, do you do pampering things, though? And maybe I need to recognize that for some people that is self-care, you know, the cardio, the exerting themselves, you know, physically, you know, is self-care, you know, so.
Well, for some people it is. Some people that's mental preservation. It's like therapy. I'm not one of those people, but for some people it is, you know. I have quite a few friends that's their thing, you know, it's being physical, maintaining that physicality, working out, you know, staying in shape, running, and, you know, that's, for them it really works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but my question is, when it consumes you to the point where you can't sleep or you can't, you know, compose yourself unless you are working out, I mean, I think that, you know, you can't diet, well, you can, but it's better to diet and exercise and take care of yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally. You know what I mean? Where there's a happy balance where we have a little of everything and it kind of blends into this whole wellness. But if you have one without the other, then are you really repairing what has been damaged? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And directly to you, John. First, good evening. But I want to ask you: do you ever have a blaze moment? Being a macho man, being the father, being the husband. Do you ever take the time to just get into you, nobody else, and have the oils, have the candles, have the music, and just let you be gentle.
Okay, I can answer that. I am a very manly man, as Flavor would say. I break down the bricks in 7 seconds. Sweetie, I'm a pianist. I play the piano. There isn't a more blaze moment than seeing a man of my stature hunched over a piano like Linus. That's a blaze moment in itself. You know what I mean? You can't. The piano is like a woman. She has to be treated very gently in order
Definitely.
To get what you need from the piano. And I am a pianist. It's not a masculine thing at all whatsoever. You know that requires delicacy. So yeah, my blaze moment is every time I step in the studio.
Okay, I understand that, but once again, while you're playing, that's productivity where you're working, okay? I'm talking about nothing moving, nothing working, just total relaxation, letting Calgon take you away, that you have that. Once you're finished, you're just rejuvenated all over. You just tingle.
No. No, and I can honestly say that no, only because I am one of those people that you just earlier referred to. If my time is spent doing absolutely nothing, then I am one of the people that equate that to wasted time. And that for me, just that drives me, that would drive me insane. You know how some people say, sometimes you got to just sit still.
Uh-huh.
So, something has to be working. Something has to be.
You can wiggle your toes to move the water around, you know, like a jacuzzi.
yeah. Well, no, not that. You know, the whole bathing for relaxation and experiences of that nature, it's been a while.
You know, promise yourself, not even me or anybody else, promise yourself to just take, you know, all right, I'm going to set aside 30 minutes. 30 minutes. And I don't want to hear the phone, the texting, nothing. Nothing. And just be thankful for everything. Just go over your life, go over the last project you just completed, and just be thankful and just relax. And say, you know what? I deserve this. And I'm glad I took this time just for me.
I tried that. I even tried the whole, I'm going to take a bath and relax. And I have a board, and on that board I have a roll-up piano. I don't know if you know what a roll-up piano is. That ended up in the tub with me. It's just kind of a little situation, you know, and I'm just being honest. I'll post a picture in a few minutes of a roll-up piano so you can see what it is. If you're not aware of what it is. And, you know, that ended up in the tub with me. So I ended up wrinkled like I was 90 because I sat there and, you know, came up with some ideas and I got the piano right there. Just, you know, I will try. I will try the whole just breaking it down and relaxing.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Right there. Already. You have already gone to stage two right there. Just accepting that you may need this. You may need this.
I don't think it's necessarily a bath that, you know, you necessarily need. But I think that, I think that what Blaze is getting to is that just kind of that, you know, even if it's 30 minutes of just, if it's taking a walk, you know, in the brisk air, you know, or, you know, whatever it might look like, that's just kind of for you. I do think that, you know, maybe it's okay. I totally get you, John, though, that you're somebody who needs to be busy. I know mm-hmm. that, you know, I know that. And I think there's a part of me that has to feel like I'm being productive, too, or it just drives me absolutely crazy. You know, if I can't mm-hmm. take too much time off, you know, I always think about, oh, I want to go and spend a week at the ocean, right?
Right.
Not take any technology with me. That would so not work for me. That would not work. You know, I couldn't sit there and walk on the beach for a whole week and look at the waves come crashing and not have a cell phone and no laptop, you know. I mean, the cabin would have to have wireless, you know what I mean? So it's just like that would so not work. Maybe one day of, like, not getting online and this and that. See, the thing is like at home, right, when I make that mm-hmm. choice, it's even, like, hard. Even this past week when I didn't do a show and I'm like, but time-wise it just did not permit, you know, for me to do a show. It just, you know, it would go way too late into the evening and, you know, and mentally, you know, I was tired, you know, right. And I just didn't feel up to doing a show, you know. So, but even at that, I have to do some talking to myself and say, really, it's okay that you don't do a show this week. Just don't do it this week because you're taking care of stuff. You're still doing Flava News business and this, that, and the other, you know. You know, but I do recognize for me, you know, when I can take those, you know, some moments, you know, when I have my place to myself, you know, I don't turn on any TV or any noise. I just have some quiet time, you know, and, you know, and I have gone and just soaked in the tub and just, you know, just chilled and allowed, you know, the warmth of the water, you know, take me away. And so, but, you know, I do think that people need to find what it is that, whatever that looks like for them. It may not be a bath. It may be something very different, but that's something, you know, that, that, you know, allows them to just kind of feel chilled, even if it's just for 30 minutes, you know. I mean, I think about the craziness of Whitney Houston's life. You know, and gosh, you know, could any of us really handle the pressures of being in the light like that? I mean, it's almost like she didn't own her life, you know. Right. Everybody was in her business, cameras in her faces, you know. She couldn't do no wrong, you know. I mean, it was, in saying that, it's like, you know, she couldn't walk out in public, you know, with a cold and, you know, bags under her eyes and, you know, just in some sweats or whatever to run to the drugstore without somebody snapping pictures of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tyra Banks turns the wrong direction, all of her cellulite shows. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you can't even have, you know, have moments like that. Everybody's just in your business and everybody's speculating what's going on based off of a picture or rumors that they hear or, you know, whatever. So you have no privacy. And I'm like,
we allow that.
You know?
We allow that. You got to remember that we open that door.
Right.
You open that door to the people the moment we step out there and say, hey, listen to this and let me know what you think.
Right.
We know what's going to happen. I mean, sometimes we don't know what degree or severity it's going to happen at, but we know it's going to happen. That is part of the process from the very beginning. Very few people step out there the ways in which she did and think, well, I'll stay pretty much obscure. And no one ever really noticed me and nothing ever really happened, so it's going to be fine when you step out there on faith when it comes to art or music. It's going to happen. And a lot of people, they don't like it. They don't want to be exposed that way, and they don't want every aspect of their life to be looked into and people to scrutinize their every move and every word. But it is part of it. It is not the most comfortable part of it, but it is part of it.
Well,
and
you're right. I mean, there is that part where, you know, you're just going to have to accept the fact that there are going to be people who are going to have an opinion. You know, I mean, it's just like, you know, people having an opinion about your art or your acting. You know,
absolutely.
You know, can you handle the criticism? Sometimes it may be constructive, sometimes it may not be constructive. You know, but people are going to have an opinion to it. You know, I mean, it's just like, you know, I tell the story all the time when I first started doing radio. But, you know, I was getting messages from people, oh, Flav, you need to do it this way, you need to do it that way, you know. And, you know, and I took it into consideration, you know, and stuff. And sometimes maybe I tried some of the things that they said. And then I realized 2 years later, I got to do this the way that works for me. You know, because this is something I have a choice to do. I don't have to do radio. But it's something that I've grown to love to do. So how am I going to continue loving doing what I'm doing, but then to do it, you know, the way that feels good for me, you know, and draws me to want to do it, you know, time and time again. And so, you know, it's not easy, you know, just as the unknown artist to be out there. And you're right. You know, you're putting yourself in the public eye, you know.
Every time you step out, every single time you step out, you don't know who knows who you are, who's heard you, who's seen you. You have no idea. And you have to deal with everyone's opinion. You remember, everyone thinks that their opinion is the opinion that matters, how they think you should look, what they think you should be wearing, how they think you should speak, how you should act when you're in certain places, the things you should eat, what you should drive. I mean, you wouldn't be surprised, but a lot of people would be surprised how important other people believe their opinions are when it comes to how you should be.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people make the mistake of putting themselves in the position of being role models when they're not. That happens more often than not. You set yourself up as this holier-than-thou person. You put yourself in the light as a role model, but you can't live up to it because it's not who you are. And I always wonder, why put yourself in that position? Why put yourself in that position from the beginning? If that's not who you are, then don't shine that light upon yourself.
Yeah. Well, and I do think that that's something that you need to take into consideration, you know, everything that goes along with putting yourself public as an artist, you know, and, you know, what that's going to entail, you know. You know, I and you know that I talk a lot about understanding the business part of it and creating with the best production level that you can. You know, those type of things matter. But I agree with you also that you know, if you're going to put yourself out there, you do have to have the kind of personality that can handle, you know, being out there. I've met some amazing talents that can get on a stage and just blow and just be phenomenal. And the minute they walk off that stage, they don't even want to talk. Okay, you're not going to sell records that way. You're not going to be able to sell your art that way unless you have the capability of, you know, engaging people. It's one thing to have a publicist or a manager who can be that, you know, that you know, spokesperson for you, but there's nothing better, especially when you're at this level of recognition as an artist, than to engage the people yourself. Because if you can sell them on who you are and what you do, then they're more likely to follow you and to financially support your endeavors, whether it's paying to go to a show, whether it's paying to buy your book or your CD or a painting to hang on the wall. You know, the more that you can engage a person and draw them into who you are, the more you're going to sell. Well, that means exposing yourself and being able to have a conversation. If you can't do that, then, you know, you're not necessarily likely to be able to take it, as we talk about, going to the next level. But, you know, it's crazy, and that's why I wanted to have this conversation, not thinking it was going to take place today on a show that I set aside to, you know, dedicate to jazz and poetry, but it just so happened because of this happening to Kirkland that I wanted to have this conversation, you know. And, you know, but, and Blaze, your line is back open just for you to know.
Okay, thank you.
So, I don't know, you know, but I understand what Blaze is saying is, you know, for you to be able to find those times, that something that just can make you feel relaxed and make you feel like, you know, you are taking care of yourself, you know, or whatever, you know, that looks like for you. But I do recognize, John, that for some people, exerting and doing cardio is self-care.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I definitely can appreciate that, you know, and that's when I think about making the lifestyle changes for myself and my health, you know, I think about that too. I want to be able to walk. When John D. Green Sr. and Stephen Jerome Ferguson come to Seattle, Washington, I want to be able to, you know, follow you guys around or, you know, take you around and not be in pain, you know what I mean, or not have health issues you know, to get in the way of any of that. So I figured, you know, this is a good time, no better time than right now. You know, of course, we could say you should have started this yesterday or whatever, but, you know, no better time than the present to make some changes because I'm worth it, you know.
Right.
Exactly.
Absolutely. No time like the present.
That's the whole point of it. It's because you're worth it. You know, taking that time out to take care of yourself, taking that time out to pamper yourself, you know, where, you know, you just free yourself up to say, it's okay. It's okay. I can do this because I am worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. My daughter's texting me, and she's like, Mom, are you okay? She's like, I'm like, you know, I still feel like this is, you know, a bad dream, you know, and stuff. And so it's, I mean, because she and Kirkland became, you know, good friends. They're closer to each other's age. They're only a couple years apart, you know, age-wise. And, you know, actually his birthday would be in just a few weeks, you know, and all. But, you know, it's a reminder when somebody passes like this to, you know, be able to say to those people, man, I care about you. You matter. I think you're awesome. You know, I love you. You know, whatever it is, and letting, you know, people in your world, you know, whatever they may look like, you know, let them know that they do matter, and hopefully know that they understand that and stuff, you know, because, I mean, very clearly tomorrow's not promised, you know. And I had told myself going into 2012, this is going to be a great year, you know, and it's still going to be a great year. You know, I will find my way of dealing with, you know, Kirkland's passing and, you know, being able to honor him through what he's created for me, for my granddaughter, you know, my children, my, you know, what he's created for many across the United States through his beautiful photography and, you know, and all of that, you know, but it's like, it tells me even more for myself, and I can speak for myself that, man, you know, Flava, Susan, you know, whoever I am today at this moment, you know, I need to do some things to make sure that I'm okay, because I get easily caught up in moments, you know. I get caught up in the business part of it because it's exciting and kind of new to me in what I'm working on right now. I'm very, you know, focused and determined. Because I have some great opportunities right in front of me to take Flava News to the next level, to better serve, you know, the artists that are a part of the Flava News movement. I'm committed to that. That's a big responsibility, to be committed to artists that way, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I know that I have to do things to take care of me because, you know, I don't want to have a stroke or a heart attack. You know, I've got high blood pressure right now, so I got to do some things, you know, to take care of that. And, you know, so me continuing, you know, working crazy hours and, you know, maybe not getting as much sleep, you know, the way that I should, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, I need to be more conscious about, you know, all of that. So, I don't know. You know, I know I'm sitting here rambling or whatever, but it's, I just think about it, you know, and please know, you know, as Lady Flava up here in Seattle, Washington, waving my leopard pom-poms, I also want to wave my leopard pom-poms for you guys being as healthy as possible, physically, emotionally, mentally, whatever that means, you know, and looks like for you, the creative souls, because I do what I do because I love what you guys create, right, and because I believe in you guys, you know? And, you know, I want to continue to be able to wave my leopard pom-poms for many, many years to come, you know? At least we'll give myself at least another 30 years. What do you think?
Eight years old.
I wave my leopard pom-poms till I'm 80.
Definitely.
So, I, you know, anybody listening to this show, you know, I just really encourage you to find your way to take care of you, whatever that might look like. Okay, maybe it is doing some cardios like John might do. Okay, I don't know whether John breaks bricks for the fun of it. I don't know, maybe. I think if you can break bricks and you're frustrated, that must be an absolutely amazing feeling to just bust through some concrete like that or whatever, you know. But I think there's definitely ways of dealing with, you know, frustrations. And, you know, whether you hit a boxing, what do you call them, bags? I don't know what you call those bags that you pound. You know, whether you go and punch a punching bag, you know, whether you go and you take a walk, you know, whether you can know how to learn to sit and count to 10 and breathe, you know, instead of reacting in a way that maybe you wouldn't want to react. There's many ways that we can do things that take care of ourselves in any given moment. So something doesn't necessarily escalate. And I just encourage anybody listening to this show to find those ways to take care of self. For me, I'm definitely changing a lot that has to do with my diet, you know, and like Dr. Dirk will say, you know, you need to eliminate as much as possible any processed foods, you know, and the chemicals that are in it and this and that, and try to eat as natural as possible. And that's something I do, honestly, agree upon, you know, trying to go as natural as possible. you know, with what you put into your body, you know, because what you put into your body can have a big effect on how you think and feel and how well you can take care of yourself. You know, when you're not healthy inside of yourself, you're not necessarily healthy on the outside of yourself either. So that's my little spiel there. And trust and believe, I think Dr. Dirk's actually going to step on the leopard carpet with me. It's something we talk about a lot. He knows that I work with artists a lot and stuff. And so I think one of these days he's going to come on and, you know, give some of his thoughts and suggestions on how people can better take care of their health in easy ways.
That would be great.
But, you know, I appreciate everybody just letting me, you know, take this time and talk, you know, about this. And, you know, and I, you know, I'll, you know, be kind of processing it. I'm, you know, LA's supposed to call me as soon as he gets some news from Louisiana with more details. I may not share those details depending on, you know, what the circumstances are. But I really encourage you. You know, I posted Kirkland's profile pictures up on my page, and I just would love for you to go and click and just look at some of the amazing photography that he has done for many, many people. And it's just, it's beautiful. It's amazing. I've not met a talent like him in person. You know, it's like you see art, you know, you see photography in magazines and this and that, and you're like, oh, my God, that's amazing, right? But to meet somebody, know somebody in person that can create that is just amazing. So I will say that, you know, I'm definitely very, very blessed to have known him in the time that I did know him, which isn't, you know, terribly long, you know, probably about a year that I known him, and just, you know, the things that, you know, he and I shared, you know, as Susan and Kirkland and as Lady Flava and Mr. Ripley, you know, and Raynell and, you know, all of that. You know, he was a beautiful, beautiful man, you know, inside and out, you know, and I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss him a lot. So, anyway, you know, Blaze and John, thank you so much for calling in. I want to thank, you know, Iris for calling in, somebody that I've been connected to on Facebook for a while, and you know that she's a part of the industry but had not ever heard her voice before. So I appreciate, you know, Iris calling in, and Jazzy, my girl Sheila, Jazzy Blue, I thank you so much for calling in and showing your support, and to everybody that's listening to this show live, you know, I thank you for coming. I know that some of you may have stepped in and expected this to be a jazz and poetry show. It, you know, that was the whole intention, you know, when I scheduled that show. And, you know, and it was my intention until 30 minutes prior, you know, to the show starting, that it was going to be, you know, maybe some conversation, but it was going to be focused on jazz and poetry. So I will definitely make up for not playing, you know, tracks from the artists that I had intended to. You know, definitely come out Tuesday. I have an amazing jazz artist that's going to be, you know, coming on the leopard carpet with me. I cannot wait to hear her story. And, you know, I know some of her story, but I know that she's, you know, been busy, you know, working on some projects herself with Barry Jordan. So definitely tune in and check that out, you know, on Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, you know, love the people in your world. You know, let the people in your immediate home and your immediate circle know, and the people that, you know, matter to you, let them know, you know, that you do love and care for them today. You know, don't put it off. When you think that you need to make a phone call, don't put it off. Make that phone call. You know, right now I have some regrets because I wish I had made that phone call my daughter asked me to make to Kirkland, just even though it was going to be checking in to see if he was going to be able to come out here in March. You know, there's this part of me that's saying, man, if I had made that phone call, maybe we could have opened up a dialogue that went a little bit deeper than just all of that. So, you know, don't, when you feel something in your gut, you know, sometimes that means you need to act on it and not, you know, delay. When you know that there are people in your world that are having a hard time, you know, let them know that you're here. You know, maybe they don't feel like talking at that moment, but sometimes when you just let them know that you care, you know, that can make all the difference in the world, you know, to people. So there's another caller on the line. Let me bring them in. Okay, caller from the 843, your line is open.
Hey, this is Michelle Green. How are you?
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, I was just calling in. I heard about your friend, and I'm just trying to give you some support. I know how you feel.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it just happened, you know. I mean, I just found out it just happened, and so I know I'm sitting here talking, I know off and on I'm crying, you know, but it's like, you know, it still doesn't feel like it's real, you know, you know, but I know that I need to do what I need to do to take care of me. I understand that. But I know at the same time that, you know, Kirkland knows I'm on a mission. You know, he knows that I have projects, you know, that I'm working on and things that I need to do. So I'm definitely going to try my best to fulfill, you know, all my obligations as I would. And things, you know, and I definitely will, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm going to take, you know, some time off of being online or whatever, and just know if I do that, I'm okay. I'm going to be okay. I just need to do what I need to do for me, you know, or my family in dealing with this, or, you know, my dear friend L.A., I can't even imagine what he might be going through. I mean, Kirkland was his childhood friend. You know, and and that's how I met Kirkland, was through LA. You know, so I definitely, you know, send my love out to him. And man, you know, it's just a crazy time. And I think that, you know, again, I think that we all, you know, no matter who we are, whether we're a part of this industry or we're not a part of this industry, I think we need to find those ways of taking care of ourselves. And you know, that's why I appreciate, like, Blaze being in my life, you know, because she's a constant reminder of what, you know, what the simple things are, you know, that I can do to take care of me and who it is, you know, who I am and what I'm trying to do, you know, to stop and breathe and smell the roses. And sometimes I think we need those type of reminders, like it's okay not to do something today. It's really okay. But, you know, things are not going to fall apart if you don't. You know, and, you know, but I think that, you know, everybody needs to take those moments to do those, you know, self-care and be able to chill, you know, and breathe and, you know, and process, you know, especially if you're a part of this industry. You know, now you're stepping into a different arena, Michelle, you know, and dealing with, you know, the musical talents versus the literary community, and literary community can be just as crazy too, you know.
Exactly.
And the personalities and the expectations and all, you know, now you're taking on, you know, the music talents and stuff like that, that, you know, we as the people that are the cheerleaders for the artists, you know, it's not always easy, you know, to do what it is that we do for them, let alone to always, you know, encourage them and uplift them, because we believe in their talents and we believe that they need to be heard and seen and recognized, you know, by the masses, you know, and the reminder of Whitney Houston, man, you know, and like John said, you know, once you put yourself out there in this arena, you know, and you make yourself public, you know, you're subjected to something, mm-hmm. you know, that you may not be ready for, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, your life being made public and people feeling like they own you, you know, in your world, you know, and are you ready for that? And so, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, we were trying to talk about tonight is, you know, how do you take care of yourself and how, you know, you know, how do you keep yourself healthy in this the craziness of this industry?
Exactly. I mean, it just seems as though, you know, there are so many people who are struggling with, you know, with the same thing, and you were just you know, stating, you know, like when you put yourself out there in the public arena, you know, people feel like they know you. They feel that they can talk to you and tell you things that they, you know, that you might not have known, you know, they hadn't known you before. And it's like, you know, how do these people feel so presumptuous and whatnot? But you put an image out there, and it may not even be who you are, mm-hmm. as a person. You know, you're putting out an image. You know, you're selling an image, and you know, and are like they said, are you ready to take on that type of pressure? Are you ready to take on that type of notoriety? I guess you could say,
right?
Because, you know, it's very hard. It's very, you know, it's very hard, but. You know, because it's like when Whitney passed, it's like, you know, she was like a part of the family. And, you know, I never laid eyes on her, not in person, but.
Right.
You know, you really don't realize how much, I don't even think the artists realize how much they affect somebody else's life that they may have never met. So.
Right. You know, and that's funny, you know, that you say that, because, you know, I talk about the fact that, you know, art has so much power to it, whether it's a book that you read or a poem you hear or a song that you experience or a visual piece of art that you, you know, lay your eyes on. You know, I mean, there's just so many ways that art can affect us, but art is very, very powerful. So I really think about the fact that the artists have the capability of changing the world, you know, just through their creative, you know, beings and what they create, you know. But at the same time, I do recognize the fact that sometimes people are able to be creative because through their creativity, it allows them to live a different life that may not be who their real life is, but it's almost like taking on a different personality. I mean, it's just like myself calling myself Lady Flava and Susan. And I will definitely, if I have a conversation with you, I will say that Susan and Lady Flava are one and the same, but they're very different. And mm-hmm. and I will say, you know, Susan handles things differently than Lady Flava might handle something. And so when you get into a world where you, you know, take on this public figure to then who you are behind closed doors, it may not always match up. And so, you know, what you might see in the public may not be who that person is behind closed doors, you know, and that's something to really be mindful of, you know, that, you know, it's just like somebody acting, you know, and being on stage or filming something, you know, they get into character, you know, they create this persona of who they are in that moment. You know, and then they go home and they're somebody else, you know, and so
mm-hmm.
we always think when somebody's out there in the public, you know, that we know them, you know, there's, you know, why is that? You know, I mean, all the opinions that people are putting out there about Whitney and Bobby and, you know, and all this right now, like how many of us have actually had a conversation with them?
Yeah, exactly. Nobody really knows, and all that you can really go on is what the media tells you. You're not there
right.
with the. You're not actually there with the family. You're not actually. You don't actually know, and all you can do is listen to what the media tells you, what the propaganda is out there, and that's the only thing that you can do. You can make your own assumptions.
Yeah.
About things, but you never know. You have your own assumptions, and you never know
mm-hmm.
whether they're right if you're not gonna if you don't talk to the person or someone who is close to them about what is actually going on. And,
right.
You know, we can never surmise things. Like they were saying about Bobby Brown leaving the funeral
the service
early.
Early. Mm-hmm.
Right, and people deal with grief in different ways. So if he just may have not been able to deal with all of it. He just may not have
mm-hmm.
been able to deal with it. He, because I know with me, when my grandmother passed,
mm-hmm.
Everybody, ran over to the house and wanted to. And I guess they wanted to, get with everybody that was there, but I did not, I just didn't feel like I could go over there. I was not able to look at the empty room and not see her there. I wasn't ready for
mm-hmm.
it, so I didn't go.
Right, right.
And that was misconstrued as I didn't care and all of that. I cared very deeply. I couldn't deal with it. I had to stay strong because I had three girls that I had to deal with too.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to deal with it the best way that I knew how, and I can only go over there when I was ready.
Sure.
So you can't. I mean, the way that people look at, he should be there. He should. It's like you don't know what's going through his mind, what is actually happening within him, and you have to respect what he, how he did, how he deals.
Mm-hmm. Mhm. Right, exactly. But it is, it's just interesting how people think that they know, just like you say, Michelle, based off of what, the media is saying, or whatever, and so, I think about that as I, for myself, I'm trying to push artists out there, and have them, gain more recognition and people, paying attention to their talents, because I think that they're extremely talented and deserve that, but it's like this is the perfect time to figure that out, how to take care of yourself and being at this level in this industry, so that if there is a chance that you are able to get more recognition,
mm-hmm.
that you're able to feel balanced, as you move up, as you're able to take things to the next level, as you go on your journey. This is the perfect time to learn those techniques of how to take care of yourself, and I just really, really encourage that, of people, if they can, to figure out what that may look like for them, because, I spoke about my own particular health, I want to be healthier. I want to be able to get out there and run around as things grow, for
mm-hmm.
me and what I'm doing through Flava News. And if I don't take care of my health, I'm not going to be able to do that, So it's like, why put off till tomorrow, what you can do today. And, and that's something that I'm really trying to commit myself to, right
mm-hmm.
now, and this is just a reminder more and more and more, of why I need to commit to that. So I appreciate you calling in, Michelle, Blaze. I appreciate you, calling in and being on the show to support me, and to everybody else who tuned in to listen to this show this evening. Again, I apologize if you were expecting some poetry and jazz tonight. I just needed to have conversation. I needed to talk about, taking care of yourself, you know, and impressing upon anybody that can receive this message that, you know, to that's important. You know, you are important. And this is not an easy industry to be a part of. You know, there's pressures that the industry puts on us. There's pressures that we put on ourselves, you know, being a creative soul or supporting those that are creative souls, you know, and wanting to do it bigger and better. I mean, it's just like with myself. You know, I've been having business meetings and working on the documentation of what the paperwork that I need to present to be able to make some moves when it comes to Flava News. That's been a lot of pressure on me. It's an exciting type of pressure. I thrive off of challenges like that. But still, it's a pressure that's, you know, it weighs on my mind. It's something that I have lost sleep behind because I'm thinking about it and this and that, you know. And so, you know, I know that I need to just, you know, chill out. But, ladies, I'm going to close out a piece since you're on the phone. Michelle, I'm going to close out with a piece from Mark Van Claggett, one of his jazz pieces. And, you know, I just, again, thank you everybody who called into the show. Thank you everybody who has sent me messages behind the scene. To those, you know, even that come back, you know, and listen to the archives, I hope you get the message that, you know, trying to share tonight, you know, on this show. It's about taking care of yourself and being good to you so that you can handle, you know, the outside world and everything that you come against. So I'm going to close out tonight with Jazz at Sunset, the title track to that CD. That is the title track to the CD, right, Michelle?
That is the title track, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to play Jazz at Sunset by Mark Van Claggett. Take care. God bless everyone. All right. We were just listening to Jazz at Sunset by Mark Van Claggett. I think that's one of the perfect pieces to listen to when you're kind of having a stressful day and just need something to chill to and relax. And I think there's nothing better than a jazz piece, but, you know, that's my personal opinion and preference. I want to thank everybody, you know, for tuning in tonight, to those that hung out on the phone with me tonight, to those that actually called in to talk on the show. I appreciate all of you. To those that sent me private messages, you know, on Facebook and all of that, and to those that come back and check out the archives, you know, please find your way to take care of yourself. You know, you really, really matter, and it's something that you can start today, you know, and find your special way to take care of you in this crazy world, whether you're a part of the entertainment, arts, community, industry, you know, or if you're not. You know, we all face stresses in our life and things that just don't necessarily feel good, but we can figure out our way, you know, of getting through all those trials and tribulations that we face and still come out feeling good and feeling whole. So please know that you matter. I do this because I believe in the artist, you know, but at the same time, I want the artist to be okay, besides the fact of just being beautiful, beautiful, creative souls. So take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flava News and Flava News Radio. Good night.